Sagt the Mishnah, a person has to say three things in his house Friday afternoon before Shabbos, a little bit before Shabbos. Number one, he has to ask his family, did you give Meiser the food that you need for Shabbos? Number two, did you make an Erev? Number three, he has to say, please light the Ner Shabbos. During Bein HaShmoshes, you can no longer take Meiser from produce, which you definitely have to give Meiser from. Also, you can no longer Tovel Kalim. Also, you can no longer light the Ner Shabbos. However, during Bein HaShmoshes, you are allowed to give Meiser from Demai, you are allowed to make an Erev, and you are allowed to insulate hot food. Dr. Gemara Bishu Malevi says, we learned that you're supposed to instruct your family to light the Ner Shabbos from a pasuk which talks about Shalom, when Ner Shabbos is lit for to promote Shalom bias in the house for over Shabbos. And the pasuk says, Ufakadeta Novcho, and you command your house. Rabbi Arvuna says, you have to make sure to say these things nicely so that people will, your family will be accepting of what you said to them. The Mishnah first says you have to make an Erev while it's still day, which is mashmi, you can't do a Bein HaShmoshes, but then the Mishnah afterwards says that during Bein HaShmoshes you are allowed to make an Erev. What's pshat? Rabbi Abba, in the name of Chia Barashi, in the name of Rav, says the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Erev Tchumen, that has to be done during the day. Second part of the Mishnah is talking about Erev Chatzeres, which is purely the Rabbanon, there's not even a Makar in the Torah, and therefore it's allowed to be done Bein HaShmoshes. Rav said if two people make a Shliach to make an Erev Tchumen for them, separately, and the Shliach makes an Erev for the first person by day, and he makes an Erev for the second person Bein HaShmoshes, and then the first person's Erev gets eaten up, let's say, by an animal Bein HaShmoshes, and the second person that gets doesn't get eaten up until at night. So he says both people have a good Erev and can rely on it for Shabbos. If Bein HaShmoshes is considered day, then the first person's Erev shouldn't be good because it wasn't around when night came around. And if Bein HaShmoshes is considered night, then the second person's Erev shouldn't be good because it wasn't put down until Bein HaShmoshes, which is at night. So how's it possible both Erev are good? Gemara answers, Bein HaShmoshes is a suffix, and since Hilchos Erev is only Derabbanan, we go to Kula. Rava says the reason why you're not allowed to insulate, even with something that doesn't add heat to a food, you're not allowed to insulate with that on Shabbos because we're afraid that you may heat up the food before you insulate it, so you may end up heating it up on Shabbos. Abaye asks, then Bein HaShmoshes also you should have the same exer. You shouldn't be allowed to insulate with that type of insulation with Bein HaShmoshes either. Rav explains that at Bein HaShmoshes, most pots are already boiling at Bein HaShmoshes. So, you know, there's no exer that you're going to come to heat up the pot. Rav says the reason why you're not allowed to insulate food for Shabbos in materials that add heat, meaning even if it's done on Friday, you're not allowed to wrap in materials that add heat, because the exer that you may use ashes that still have coal in them as part of this insulation that adds heat, and you may stoke the coal on Shabbos to increase the heat. Bryce says Bein HaShmoshes is a suffix whether it's entirely day, whether it's entirely night, or whether it includes both day and night. Therefore, it gets the chumris of 2 days. When is Bein HaShmoshes? Rabbi Yehuda says it begins at Shkia at sunset and continues as long as the Pnei HaMizrach, the face of the eastern sky, is still red. When the lower sky becomes dark, but the upper sky is not yet dark, that's still Bein HaShmoshes. Once the upper sky becomes dark, that's already night. Rabbi Nechemia says it starts at Shkia at sunset and it lasts as long as it takes to walk a half a mil. Rabbi Yossi says it's as long as the blink of, that the whole Bein HaShmoshes is the length of a blink of an eye. What did the Braisa mean when it said that you give Bein HaShmoshes the chumras of 2 days? Rav Huna Breda Rishu explains linyan zov tuma zov, meaning, so if a discharges zivos on two consecutive Bein HaShmoshes, it's like this, it's a suffix whether he's only tummy for 1 day or he's tummy for 7 days, it's even a suffix if he needs to bring a carbon. What do you mean? Because if the first discharge was really considered day and the second discharge the next day was really already night, so then it wasn't even consecutive days, he's only tummy for 1 day and that's it. But if both zivas happened at the same time, just on two consecutive, both by day, then it's 2 consecutive days. He's tummy for 7 days, or they're 2 consecutive nights. They're both he's tummy for 7 days. If one of them spanned enough time to be the day and the night of Bein HaShmoshes, and the other one was on the consecutive day also, then that's like 3 days of zivas. In which case, you'd even need a carbon. That's what the Braiser was referring to. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braiser seems to be self-contradictory. On the one hand, he says Bein HaShmoshes is as long as the sky is red, which means as soon as the bottom sky darkens, it would be night already. But then he says, when only the lower sky is darkened, it's still Bein HaShmoshes. So he seems to be soicing himself. The rabbi in the name of Yehuda Meshmuel says it's really all one statement, that Bein HaShmoshes is from sunset until the full sky is darkened. The other parts are just descriptions of that time period. Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, says that Rabbi Yehuda actually means that from Shkia and then continuing for as long as the eastern sky is red, the Pnei HaMizrach is red, that's still Yoim, that's still day. When the bottom sky gets dark and the top is not, that's Bein HaShmoshes. And finally, when the top gets dark as well, that's Laila, that's night. Mar says that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef are consistent with their shitas elsewhere, because Rabbi says elsewhere that ben hashmoshes is for as long as it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, whereas Rabbi Yosef says it's for as long as it takes to walk 2/3 of a mil, which is less. So we see that Rabbi Yosef's zman of ben hashmoshes is a shorter time, which is exactly what he's saying over here also, that the zman of ben hashmoshes according to Rabbi Yehuda is a shorter time than that of than as explained by Rabbi.